Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I believe the media puts a perception that all the children in the Roxbury, Dorchester, Mattapan, or inner city neighborhoods are bad or violent prone or actively engaged in gangs and drugs.
That clip from the short film A Dream Deferred by local filmmaker Topper Carew. It's screening this weekend at the 12th annual Roxbury International Film Festival, which begins tonight at the Museum of Fine Arts. And it's not just Roxbury bringing film to Boston. New England is home to a wide range of summertime film festivals, from the Provincetown International Film Festival to the Boston Turkish Film Festival. We're going to hear a little bit about all of them now, because joining us to talk about the Roxbury International Film Festival is filmmaker Topper Carew. He's also the producer of the Fox television show Martin. Mr. Carew, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you. Mm-hmm. Also along with us is longtime film critic and film editor at the Boston Phoenix, Peter Keough. Peter Keough, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you. My pleasure.
It's great to have you as well. Topper Carew, if I can just start with you, this is the 12th annual Roxbury International Film Festival. Tell us a little bit about how it got started and what's been going on these 12 years.
Well, you know, it's at this moment in time on track to become one of the preeminent festivals in the United States and, as they would like to think, in the world. And it was started by a community development corporation in Roxbury. And, you know, it's just... You know, one of the true destinations, particularly for filmmakers of color in the world.
Was it filling a gap at that time that there was no destination for filmmakers of color?
Very few gaps. Okay. And at this moment in time, it's still one of the few festivals in the United States that filmmakers of color can look to. And you know, I just want to make a quick sidebar about the Roxbury Film Festival. You know, the MFA, Symphony Hall, New England Conservatory of the Arts, Northeastern University, the Mass College of the Arts, the Harvard School of Public Health, Mission Church, all of these are in Roxbury. Roxbury mm-hmm. is a very interesting place and one of the richest and most diverse communities in the United States, certainly in Boston. So why not have the Roxbury Film Festival up next to all of those fine and world-acclaimed cultural institutions? And that's why I think that in time it will, you know, unfold to become one of the most significant festivals in the world.
So do you think that the film festival as it is now and the filmmakers who come and those movies which are screened, that they do reflect, like you said, the complex history, geography, people itself of Roxbury?
You know, it's even broader than that now. I mean, you know, you know, you've got people from Hollywood showing up, if that tells you anything about the emerging significance of the festival. But when you think about the kind of content that's screened and the tapestry of it, it is truly, you know, both entertaining and informative. You know, one of the reasons that I'm there this year is because I'm trying to make films now that are what I call conscious films, you know, given particularly what's going on in Roxbury. You know, when you think about the kind of gang violence, the kind of trauma, mm-hmm. you know, the kind of terror that has been unveiled in that community in the last 5-6 years, and particularly this summer when you look at the number of gun deaths,
right.
You know, I thought it was very important, you know, to introduce into the Roxbury Film Festival, so it isn't just about entertainment, a character of film that begins to speak, you know, to the depth of the problems of violence and education in Roxbury.
Well, Peter Keough, I'm going to get to you in just a second, but on this exact point, Topper Carew, one of your films that's being screened this year at the festival is called A Dream Deferred, I believe.
Yes.
We want to play a clip of it. It features Kim and Ronald Odom. They are Roxbury residents, talking about violence because they lost their son, Stephen, to gun violence. Here's a clip from the film A Dream Deferred.
And I think I remember saying to Ronnie, though, it was like about 7:30, 7:15. And I said, you think I should make Stephen come in? I mean, he doesn't have to come in till 8, but I kind of felt like I needed to, you know, have him come in. And he's like, well, he knows when to come in. He knows when to come in. It's fine. And we hear bang, 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 4 gunshots. So I run to this window. Ronnie runs to that one, and I press my face up against the window to see if I can see anything. And I see nothing. No one's outside looking. And all of a sudden, I see this basketball roll down the street.
That's Pastor Kim Odom in Topper Crew's film A Dream Deferred, talking about the moment she heard the gunshots, I believe, that took her son Stephen's life.
Oh, yeah.
Topper Crew, what's different about hearing Pastor Kim Odom speak these words, retelling the story of that day, versus, you know, maybe we've read about Stephen, we've read about the Odoms in the newspaper. What is it that film allows you to do that the media coverage so far has not?
Well, first of all, the film is frankly honest and has a very intense emotional resonance. People who have seen this film respond to it in a very emotional way. I have shown this film to young men who have, you know, been described as young males at risk, many of them who have been incarcerated, and I've seen them break down and cry. When I made this film and interviewed the Odoms on that particular day, I can tell you that everybody on the crew, while we were actually in production, was weeping. And I can tell you that every time we would go into the editing room, you know, we shed an enormous number of tears. And, you know, I would say to myself, well, you know, today I'm headed into the editing room and, you know, I'm gonna be hard today. You know, mm-hmm. I'm not going to let this get to me. But the emotion that she conveys on an honest basis, I have a very strong resonance with Cinema Verite films. The emotion is just gripping and exceedingly powerful because of the honesty with which it is conveyed by her. There is no veil, there is no shield, there is nothing between you and her but the pain that she feels. And if you've never talked to a mother who has lost her son or her daughter or any loved one due to gun violence, it is a particularly riveting experience.
Peter Keough, film editor and film critic at the Boston Phoenix. Tell us a little bit about what you think it makes film festivals like the Roxbury International Film Festival, like other local ones that we have here, special. Certainly it's the quality of the films such as Topper Crew is bringing, but what's unique about them that we can't find elsewhere?
Good movies, maybe, to start. Well, this summer, the pickings are a little slim, usually, for quality movies. I mean, you get a lot of escapism. But for an alternative, you could go, instead of seeing like Dinner for Schmucks or Inception for the 10th time, you could go to the Roxbury Film Festival and see Topper's movie and see something that really reflects genuine emotion. And also you can talk to the filmmaker who will probably be at the screening, or his film or any of the 50 other features and documentaries and shorts that the film festival will be showing. Or you can go to the French Film Festival, which is... I think it's wrapping up at the MFA, but they have 23 of the most recent French films, and there'll be a nice alternative to seeing some summer movie, one of the summer movies that's cramming into the Cineplex that, you know, it's basically the same summer movie over and over again.
Mm-hmm. And some of these film festivals, and actually, Topper Crew, just quickly, is the Roxbury International Film Festival, is it a juried one? You got to go through a jury to get your film in there?
You have to be selected.
Okay.
Exactly.
So is that the difference in terms of the kind of quality of film that you see in these more localized film festivals versus, like you said, you go down to the Cineplex and see the latest Angelina Jolie film?
Well, I think that's part of it, and also these films, independent films, foreign movies, films that are more challenging than your average Hollywood fare, they don't have that many venues, especially in the summertime. And the film festivals, local and all over the world or provide that sort of venue so that there is this film culture that survives.
What's going on right now in Massachusetts that seems to be making the state such fertile ground for these festivals? I mean, we've got the Roxbury International Film Festival, there's Provincetown, there's, of course, the Jewish Film Festival. We even mentioned an Armenian Film Festival. Is there some sort of like renaissance in terms of the love of film and filmmaking here that we haven't seen in some time?
Well, a lot of these have been around for a while. And there's always been an audience for these movies, especially in this area, where you get the huge college population. And I think people in general just want to see something different. They don't want to go see movies that are the same as what they've seen the week before. But I think actually the reverse might be true, that some of these festivals are facing challenging economic times. Mm-hmm. For example, the Boston Film Festival, which when I first came here in Boston 20 years ago, we spent like 5 or 10 pages covering the Boston Film Festival. They had so many movies. And now it's like half a page because they can't get the funding for whatever reason. That festival has declined considerably. The Newport Film Festival was a local film festival in Newport, Rhode Island that went out of business like last year. So they are facing economic hard times, but I think that they're surviving because there's always that desire for quality movies that people want to see.
Topper Crew, last question goes to you. We just got a couple seconds here, actually. You know, you mentioned earlier about giving filmmakers of color a space in which to showcase their films. What about the audiences? Is it people mostly from Roxbury? Are you getting folks from all over? Are you getting a diversity of people to discuss what they're seeing on the screen?
You know, I had originally been commissioned by Bostonians for Youth to make both of these films to support them in their work and in their fundraising effort. The audience for the films initially was primarily very upscale Anglo people, and they were moved by both of these films.
Wow. Well, that's Topper Carew. He's got two films at the Roxbury International Film Festival running this weekend. Thank you so much. Peter Keough of the Boston Phoenix, thank you as well. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston. We'll be back tomorrow. See you then.